Mike monitoring.
Yankee Mike. Okay, in 4 VWA, is that you, Scott?
Hey, what's going on, BJ?
Same old stuff. Different day, just smells worse. I'm in Spartanburg spending money.
I'm down here at Sadler's Creek, relaxing and enjoying myself.
Invite me,
you dog.
An extra cigar.
So what are you doing down at Sadler's Creek? You fishing?
Yeah.
All right, you got your camper down there?
Nah, man, we're old school. We do tents and stuff.
You something. Well, I'll tell you what. That sounds like it'd be fun. You're not getting too cold?
Hold this for, well, I can't see it. Tent.
Hear you that on that now. You know it's supposed to get down to like 39 and down next to the water in the morning. It's gonna be right at freezing, bud.
See the water from where I'm sitting right here. And yeah, we're good that way.
Good. Now see, I get my jollies camping at altitude. I love going up to Shining Rock Wilderness, up on the top of the parkway.
We've got everything pretty much down to a science. We feel like camping, we go get a reservation somewhere, throw the tubs in the car, and head on out. I mean, yeah, it's good, and we go out for maybe a hike or something like that, but other than that, we like sitting out in the middle of the woods, relaxing, enjoying an adult beverage, and maybe smoking a fine Nicaraguan cigar.
I hear you. Man. Well, so what are you on right now, an HT?
Regular old two-bander, cross-band repeater, good old 2730 sitting here. It's the one mounted in my wife's car.
Good. Well, you ain't going to be able to stay there for very long, because she'll be calling your name going, Scott, time to go. Come on, boy.
Got a good book. She's happy. She's got a good book, a comfortable chair, and the sun shining just in the right spot.
Ah, but she's loving life right now, then. Go ahead, contact.
Yeah, this is AJ4EN, Bobby. I'm down here in Honey Pass. Y'all copying me pretty good?
Just a little bit muffled on your audio, but you pull in quieting.
Remind me where this repeater is. I know it's a Greenville repeater, but where is it? What mountain's it on?
Well, it's a Greenville repeater, but it's a Greenville club. Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society club, but the actual repeater itself is up on top of Caesar's Head Mountain.
I remember up on Caesar's Head. All right, I appreciate it. Y'all get back together, and thank you for the comeback. Alpha Julia 4 Echo November Mobile, clear.
Well, he sounded all right, but did he sound just a little bit muffled there, Scott?
Kind of like he was talking through a scarf or two.
That's it. That's called COVID communication. Take your mask off. And say, oh, yeah, that's what he said.
And we're going to get real good at listening to that there. Kilo X-ray for Yankee Mike.
Hear you. Well, hey, you know, they got their field day going up there in, with the Greenville Club today. They got a little mini field day.
Swing by there and say hello.
I'm getting a little quality time with Mama. All this past week, I've been working on all kinds of stuff until about 9, 10 o'clock at night. She's been feeling a little bit abandoned, so... And see, I am semi-retarded. And she's not. She's still working full time, so I'm making up for the time that she lost last week. So giving Mama a little quality time.
Find a fine dining establishment up there to take her out and fill her full of good vittles.
You know what? I'll tell you something. I got me a really good girl, and she enjoys more going out We got about 8 acres, and I built her an ultimate swing. Got a tin roof on it, and solar powered tinkle lights underneath it, and she's got flowers going all around it. She just loves that thing. And she likes to go out there and watch the sunset of the evenings. You know, have a beverage and watch the sunset. Now that's the kind of thing that just suits her right down to the ground, and I love it.
How darn smart of you to build that thing for.
Well, my man cave is 40 wide, 60 deep, and 16 foot clear to the ceiling. And the deal was, when we bought that property, I would build her whatever house she wanted, and I would have whatever man cave I wanted. And she lets me do pretty much anything I want to do in the man cave. And she just has to be careful what she asks for, because I'll get it for her around the house.
Now that goes, and we're pretty much the same way.
I tell you what, I was married once before to the Wicked Witch of the North, South, East, and West. And I did as good this time around as I did bad the first time around. So I'm just counting my lucky stars, and I appreciate her.
And a piece of wood while you're walking around there, too.
No, I don't need to do that. If I get a little bit out of line, she knocks on the top of my head. But you know what? I got her trained. She don't bruise me where it shows anymore.
Well, I haven't quite heard it come out that way before. That's pretty creative.
Yeah, I just ask her, don't embarrass me in front of my friends with bruises that can be seen. So she accommodates me.
Good for you. Well, hey, I got to get back there. I think it's about time for me to either light up the afternoon cigar or make myself a cup of coffee, one of the two. So we'll catch you sooner or later, man. Good talking to you again, Steve. Thanks for YM.
Listen, I'm going to give you one recommendation. Would you like to hear it before you go?
Nice is always welcome.
Sometime this afternoon after that cigar, you need to find a spot in the evening afternoon sun and just kick your feet back in an easy chair or some sort of leisurely conveyance and just inspect very closely the inside of your eyelids.
Sounds like an excellent idea, sir. Thank you very much, and I will probably do that. Okay. You be safe up there in Spartanburg Town. KX4YM clear.
Roger. KN4VWA clear. Have a good one, bud.
73 is out.
Before DJW Mobile.
Has to be an imposter. W4DJW doesn't get out of the house. He hasn't seen daylight in 2 weeks. Who is this? KN4VWA.
You got to get out every now and then. What have you been doing today on this beautiful day? I've been cutting grass.
Got up this morning and out, and I did security at our church for our food bank. That lasted till about 10:30 or 11, and came home, picked up Mama, and I'm out running Mama around, doing all of our, what's the proper term? Well, I'm investing in Spartanburg stores again. I'm replenishing our stores, our stocks of necessities, put it that way.
Cleaning the economy. Is that what it is?
Yep, and with the size of my girth, I have quite an investment to protect, so I invest a great deal to maintain.
To do that, not a cloud in the sky. I thought about getting the multi-rotor out and doing some flying after I got all the leaves up and the grass cut.
Mini field day.
That too.
Okay, WD40 White said that.
so bright.
Hey, can you bring your drone to Minnie Field Day?
I'm headed toward that direction, but not for Minnie Field Day.
Well, that's a good place to fly if you wanted to bring it and fly it.
Yeah, wow, I'd have to fly it at home and make sure I still understand how it works. It's been a while. How's the Minnie Field Day turnout going?
Left. We went and picked up a radio, an antenna, feed line, some rope. We're going to put up another system. But don't let me interrupt you guys. I just had to jump in and say that because I want to see you out there.
This Mini Field Day, KO4EEE.
Equestrian Park, up here behind Furman.
I had one a little while back.
Our main field day back in June.
To make it to that, I wanted to, but it's hard to get things lined up with the children and everything.
They're all day, and you can bring the kids.
They're like little Tasmanian devils. They will touch and poke and twist any button they possibly can.
Well, there's a solution for that. But yeah, if you want to come out, bring them and come on.
Duct tape their fingers together. The wife did not look very thrilled.
WD4DYH.
To the store real quick. I just want to jump in and say hi. 73's to y'all. KO4EEE.
WD4DYH.
4DJW.
You guys on here a little later on.